Hello and welcome once again to The Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you today from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V here in Chicago, Illinois. Today is Saturday of the 10th week in Ordinary Time, June 13th, 2026. And our passage today comes from the Gospel of St. Matthew, where Matthew writes, "Jesus said to his disciples, 'You have heard that it was said to your ancestors, do not take a false oath, but make good to the Lord all that you say and all that you vow. But I say to you, do not swear at all. Let your yes mean yes and your no mean no. Anything more is from the evil one.'" In today's gospel, Jesus speaks with striking clarity. Let your yes mean yes, and your no mean no. No. The Gospel of Matthew, he is not merely teaching good manners or proper speech. He is speaking about integrity of the heart. A disciple's words should be so rooted in truth that elaborate promises and dramatic assurances become unnecessary. We live in a world saturated with exaggeration. Advertisements promise happiness. Politicians promise change. Social media encourages performance rather than authenticity. Even ordinary conversations can become layered with half-truths, polite evasions, or subtle manipulations. Often we say what is convenient rather than what is true. We may not intend to deceive, yet Jesus invites us into something deeper, a life so aligned with God that truth flows naturally from us. Truthfulness is not simply about avoiding lies. It's about becoming whole. A fragmented heart speaks in contradictions. One part desires holiness, while another seeks approval. One part longs for honesty, while another fears rejection. When the heart is divided, speech becomes complicated. We hedge, we exaggerate, defend, and justify. But the heart resting in God becomes simple. Its words become clearer because its center is clear. The saints often possessed this simplicity. They spoke plainly because they had little to hide. Their identity was anchored not in appearances, but in God's love. There is a freedom in that. When we no longer need to impress others, we can speak honestly. When we no longer fear losing status or control, we can admit weakness. Truth becomes less threatening when we know we are already held by mercy. There's a story about a monk who lived in a small monastery deep in the countryside. Villagers would often visit him for counsel because they trusted his wisdom. One day a young man arrived, anxious and troubled. He confessed that he had lied repeatedly to his family about his failures. He feared disappointing them so much. He lied, and each lie became another layer covering his shame. The monk listened quietly. Then he handed the young man a clay cup filled with muddy water. "Carry this across the courtyard," the monk said. The young man did so carefully. "What happened to the water?" the monk asked afterwards. "It remained muddy," the man replied. The monk nodded and then placed the cup upon a stone wall. Now, let it rest. Hours later, the monk brought him back. The dirt had settled and the water was clear. You see, the monk said gently, truth comes when the soul stops stirring itself in fear. The young man began to weep because he understood. His lies were not merely about facts. They were born from fear, shame, and restlessness. Only in stillness before God could clarity emerge. So much dishonesty begins in fear. We fear rejection, failure, conflict, or vulnerability. But Jesus continually says, do not be afraid. Fear twists speech. Love purifies it. The more secure we become in God's love, the less we need the masks. The gospel today also invites us to examine our promises. Jesus warns against careless oaths, because sacred words should never become tools for manipulation. Every promise carries moral weight. Marriage vows, ordination promises, baptismal commitments, friendships, and daily responsibilities all matter deeply. A Christian should strive to be dependable, faithful, and trustworthy. Our words should not fluctuate with convenience. Imagine how healing the world would become if people could trust one another again. Trust is built slowly through consistent truthfulness. A truthful person becomes a refuge for others. Their presence brings peace because others know there is no hidden agenda. Yet this teaching is not meant to burden us with scrupulosity. We will fail. We will sometimes speak rashly or avoid difficult truths. But the Lord is patient. He continually forms our hearts through grace. In confession, we bring not only our sins of dishonesty, but also the fears beneath them. Christ heals both. Contemplative prayer can help us grow in the simplicity of heart. When we sit quietly before God without pretending or performing, we slowly become more authentic. Prayer strips away illusion. Before the gaze of Christ, there is no need for masks. Over time, our outward words begin to reflect that inner honesty. Perhaps today we can ask ourselves, where am I tempted to exaggerate? Where do I avoid truth because of fear? Are my words dependable? Do others experience honesty and peace in my presence? Jesus, who is truth itself, desires not merely truthful statements from us, but truthful lives. May our speech become gentle and clear, our promises be faithful, our hearts become undivided, and may our simple yes become a quiet reflection of God's own faithfulness. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you are the eternal Word of the Father, pure truth spoken in love. Quiet the fears within us that lead us away from honesty. Teach us to live with integrity of heart so that our words may reflect your light. Make us faithful in our promises, humble in our speech, and sincere in our relationships. Remove from us every mask and pretense, and give us the freedom that comes from truth. May our yes honor you, and our no be honest before you, and our lives become trustworthy signs of your presence in the world. Amen. If you found a grace in this reflection today, I invite you to return here to my hermitage each day when we take a look at the Word of God and apply some of its deeper meaning to our spiritual journeys. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.